Hello, Nerdy Legion. Thank you once again for joining me for your Comic Talk headlines right here on Comic Talk Today. I am Dustin, and these are the headlines. And we're jumping right into TV streaming. It's a quick one. Just the last 2 weeks have been so crazy for me. So, quick one. TV streaming. We have House of the Dragon. If you have been living under a rock and you don't know already, then let me be the one to tell you that Game of Thrones prequel, the Naomi Watts one, has been canceled. That was the one that was going to be taking place a few thousand years before the story of A Song of Fire and Ice, which is Game of Thrones as we know it. That one got canceled. That was the one that we were going to get a lot of Stark and not a lot of Targaryen because House Targaryen didn't exist. I'm pretty sure that's the way that goes. Anyway, that one got scrapped, and we're getting the Targaryen one that leads directly into, because we've talked about all five of the potential series, and these are the two that got pilots, and of the two pilots, they went with the Targaryen one, which makes freaking sense because it's the most well put together, it has the most defined vision, and it actually has involvement from George R.R. Martin. The other one had none of those things, so there you go. Next, we're talking about HBO Max, and first in the HBO Max update, because we had a proper press event for HBO Max beginning of the week, first thing we have is DC Superhero High. Elizabeth Banks is going to be executive producing a series based on kids that go to boarding school who will then become DC superheroes. It's a teenage comedy. It sounds decent. Elizabeth Banks has excellent comedy chops, but we'll find out what her nerd cred is here as more details about this come out and as she starts to try and prove herself to the nerd world. Next, on the HBO Max launch event thing, we're talking about Green Lantern. HBO Max launches May 2020, and both the DC Superhero Kids and this one, or what is it, DC Superhero High, sorry, DC Superhero High and this Green Lantern show are both set to be launch titles with HBO Max. And that brings the interesting part of the Green Lantern, because this is going to be a series. It is done by Greg Berlanti, because he's got his hands in everything DC TV has to offer, including over on DC Universe, but this isn't going to be a DC Universe series, so that puts it in a really interesting situation. Is this going to be tying into the DC Extended Universe movies? Potentially. Is this potentially going to have something to do with the DC Universe series? Multiple series? Potentially. Is this going to be the bridge that brings the CW DC shows together with everything else? Potentially. That much has not been announced, but it's a lot of fun to speculate. Next, we're talking about Pennyworth. Real quick update. Season 2 has been confirmed. We will be getting a second season of Pennyworth, which means I have to watch season 1. Also, we will be getting a season 2 over on Netflix for Another Life, the Katie Sackhoff starring series, science fiction series where they're out in space. Actually binged the whole thing in one freaking day for some reason. It's pretty good. It's not the greatest science fiction series, but it's pretty good. It's worth a watch. Definitely if you're doing things and you want something on in the background, put on Another Life, because you can miss about 50% of that show and still get a good quality enjoyment out of it. That's what we have for TV and streaming. Now we are moving over to movies. Movies, we have a really freaking cool horror update. La Llorie is going to be a series that is written by Chad and Carrie Hayes, who were writers on the Conjuring series as well. They will be starting a new series based on Madame La Llorie, which will be obviously based in New Orleans. If you're not familiar, Google at your own risk, because that gets really dark. Next, we have a follow-up on The Batman. Jeffrey Wright has officially signed his name on the deal, and he will be our next Jim Gordon. Then we have the first trailer from Code 8, Robbie and Steven Amell's next project together. It looks really cool. I kind of ignored this at the beginning of the week because I was like, I don't know, man. Robbie and Steven Amell really kind of says cheese to me. This video or this trailer kind of says otherwise. It's not that cheesy. It looks pretty freaking good. So we've got that. Books of Blood is the next thing we're talking about, but a more horror. Clive Barker's Books of Blood is going to be adapted for as a movie rather for Hulu by Seth MacFarlane and his writing partner Brandon Braga, or and one of his writers, I guess, is more appropriate. Brandon Braga. Brandon is one of the writers on The Orville with Seth. Be really interested to see how Seth MacFarlane approaches horror, because we've seen how horror translates the other direction. We got Peter Jackson's version of an action fantasy movie, and Peter Jackson is a horror director, and then we got Sam Raimi doing a comic book movie, and Sam Raimi is also a horror director, so it'll be interesting to see that go the opposite direction. So yeah, moving on. The last piece we have in movies is a follow-up on that Hocus Pocus 2 piece we talked about in the last episode. It seems Bette Midler and Kathy Najimy both are on board with a couple of caveats. They both basically said, as long as my schedule lines up and I approve of the script and how you treat my character, absolutely, let's do this. Though they have not officially been in contact with Disney about the project. So don't get your hopes too high. Now we're into the rumor mill, one of my more favorite parts to do research for, because it's so much fun to speculate and see all of the crazy theories out there on the interwebs and then kind of put them together with the stuff that holds the most water and present them to you nerds right here on the show. So, rumor mill. First off, we have a couple of leaks around Moon Knight, the Moon Knight series that we know is coming to Disney Plus. There are some quote-unquote leaks. I'll believe it when I see it. That's usually how I approach leaks. And I'm not going to be reading in explicit detail the leaks. I will be giving you the gist and nothing too spoilery, just in case it is legit. You can find these if you are a 4chan user. Ah, there's red flag number one. If you are a 4chan user, you can find these leaks yourself. It's really not that hard. But we have a leak. So the beginning of the leak says the timeline for the series is going to be bouncing back and forth between 2003 and 2023. So that seems really cool. And also describes the series as a weird amalgamation of Westworld and Mr. Robot, which is even more crazy. And I think probably the least believable part of this leak says that Disney Plus will not be pulling very many punches with this show, because Moonlight is pretty dark and violent and bloody. It sounds like, again, according to this leak, and this is the part that I believe the least, it sounds like they're going to go really hard on that PG-13 area of content, because in the very first episode, we get a man thrown off of the top of a building to his death. That's crazy. It's a little heavy, Disney. It's a little dark. The other half of this leak puts us, and there's a few actors that are being said linked to this project, or that they're eyeing for this project. I think the one that sounds the most fun, let's put it that way. The one that sounds the most fun is Shia LaBeouf. There's a short list. It's about six other actors that are being considered for this, according to this leak. That was just my favorite of the six. So next, we're moving over to Wonder Woman 1984. This is one that apparently started a little while ago, and I'm only just now catching wind of it, but it seems interesting, and we also kind of have quasi-confirmation to the contrary, but nothing set in stone. So, the leak is that Wonder Woman 1984 will be the official movie that reboots all of the DCEU, which kind of flies in the face of some of the rumors that we've talked about in previous episodes. Though, that kind of is an interesting thing to consider. We do know, though, that the director has said that she wants her Wonder Woman movies to be standalone movies on their own right. They're not necessarily linked. So the fact that we're getting Steve Rogers again in this movie doesn't necessarily mean we're rebooting anything. It just means that they don't understand the property that they have, and they don't understand how comic books work. Maybe not. But it would also be really interesting to see this be the reason why the DCEU reboots, and then we get some sort of Robert Pattinson cameo at the end, maybe in a Stinger trailer, the post-credit scene, something like that. That would be pretty cool. Though I'm not holding my breath. I don't think that's really going to happen. Also, rumors on the DC Warner Brothers side of things. We're looking at Kingdom Come. Warner Brothers is reportedly looking into doing some sort of Kingdom Come project. Whether or not it's going to be a movie or a series remains to be seen, though that could explain why Brandon Routh, one of the reasons at least, why Brandon Routh is going to be wearing the Kingdom Come Superman suit in the Crisis on Infinite Earths event on the CW. Also, just a random thought, wouldn't it be freaking awesome if this Crisis on Infinite Earths series kind of brought all of their universes together so that we get Grant Gustin as the movie Flash as well? I'd not super freaking likely, but fun to think about. Next, we're talking about Justice League Dark. Yes, that's right. Apparently, Warner Brothers is now, because they have seen quite a few treatments for the script, they're now reconsidering putting this movie back on the table for production. They have to settle on a script, is according to the rumor, but it sounds like this will be the next announced Warner Brothers DC property. And then our final rumor for the rumor mill in this episode has to do with gaming. If you are a fan of survival horror, then this is right up your alley. Apparently, Dead Island 2 is going to be a launch title for the PS5 and the Xbox Scarlet, which kind of gives us a time frame, but they haven't announced it yet. So what the heck? Let's announce this freaking game and get it going. That also is not to say, according to the rumor, that the game won't be released on current generation consoles, but again, according to the rumor, it is going to be a targeted release date for by the launch of PlayStation 5 and Xbox Scarlet. And that is what we have for rumors, and aren't they so juicy? That does it for this episode of Comic Talk Headlines, nerds. For more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then subscribe to Comic Talk today on your favorite podcast platform of choice and join Martin on all of the wonderful programs that he does right here on the podcast. Or to go deeper into these topics, plus we get into music and gaming and everything in between, then join me over on my YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thanks for listening, nerds, and we'll see you next time.